This is WJFF Radio Catskill, and right now we're checking in with somebody in the community who's helping connect people in need with people that want to help. This is Melissa Easton of Melissa Easton Design talking to us right now. Melissa, you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
So what did you do? You made a list. You made a big list.
Well, you know, we're all feeling helpless and sort of confined to our homes and just sort of thinking about our own needs and then feeling anxious about everything that's going on. And I felt like the only way I was going to sort of find my way through this was to actually figure out a way to help others while I'm also forced to stay at home. And I know there's also been like a big influx of people to the community who are either weekenders or second homeowners or transplants or even full-timers who, including myself, who aren't necessarily aware of the levels of food insecurity that exist here. And as I was trying to figure out where to sort of direct some of my either funds that I have or food or volunteerism, I realized that I was having a really hard time finding concrete information. And especially because this is such a fluid situation, many places have closed. For instance, a lot of the churches are closed. So they're not. It's not like you can just go and drop off food or a check. So I wanted to create a list of real information that was accurate and also pared down enough so when people saw it, they weren't completely overwhelmed by, you know, 200 organizations that I was really trying to confine it to our small towns, with the exception of Liberty and Monticello. You know, there's several organizations in both of those towns that are really working hard to feed so many people and help them with, say, their utility bills and whatever else, whatever other issues are going to arise as a result of them either losing their job or just increased, you know, or lack of funds overall. So I just thought I would send it out to people as a means for them to understand where they can either send money or food or to help.
Right.
Does that answer it?
Yeah, and I think so that's neat. Is this actually started from a place of you were looking to be able to give, to do what you could.
Yes.
And you had to put some real research into that. So if you got to make the effort to do the research, might as well give it some legs and share it with people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I think that in this particular moment, we all are feeling a kind of lack of agency over our lives. Mm. And, you know, with the exception of, like, don't congregate, you know, stay home, keep your distance, wash your hands, don't touch your face. Like, those are real things that we can do, and this seemed like an additional element that was really necessary. And I just felt overwhelmed by continuing to call places and getting a wrong number or nobody answering. And again, just, you know, and then why not share it with everybody? Because we were all talking about, well, what can we do? And keep in mind that this list is actually, it's ongoing. There's several places that I didn't include because I still hadn't spoken with them to find out what they were taking in as far as donations or whether they were open or what days, what they actually needed. So I'm going to be adding to it as I go along, as I get confirmed information and then maybe modifying it as things change.
All right, so you're not done with it. You're keeping tabs and you're keeping up on it. And you've shared it with the UD Network, which many of our listeners might be familiar with. That's like a listserv that people are on. You also shared it to Facebook, and we here at WJFF will be getting it out to people and also pulling from it to share this information.
You will. Okay, that's
on
great.
Air.
Yeah, and I also am going to be, I'll send another update out to, I have a mailing list, and then maybe I can send a link to you. I have just a website, a blog, and I'm just going to create a page on there for my site as well so I can update it there, and then I'll be sending you updated information as it sort of transforms. And, yeah, and then if, you know, if people want to take a look at it, just even if it's $10, I mean, $10 from 100 people means, you know, a lot of money and a lot of meals. And I think collectively we can certainly make a difference in this way.
Yeah, and it's important also to put out for people that do want to help make sure people are fed that there are organizations like the Federation for the Homeless who are right now saying, you know what, we don't need food donations from individuals.
They need money.
We need the money.
Yes.
Yeah.
And most of the organizations are saying really like cash is always the best way to go because it gives them the option to provide the kinds of things that the, you know, that the people who they serve actually need.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it becomes sort of chock-a-block, like maybe a can here of something or something there, and this really gives them the option to choose the things that people most want and need to be comfortable and to have the food that they need on their table to feed their families.
And also so they can just do that quickly and get on with it. Yes. Because, I mean, even at the best of times, the people that do this kind of work for the people who need it most in our area don't have a lot of time or right. resources to work with.
And, you know, a lot of places are getting calls from people saying, hey, I want to deliver food. You know, what can I do? And certainly... the places with whom I've spoken, you know, people with whom I've spoken who are running these various organizations, like, for instance, St. Peter's in Liberty, part of Catholic Charities, they are definitely need people to help bag up and serve food, you know, to pack up the packages and give them to people. There's not a lot of interaction happening between people, but they definitely need volunteers because a lot of their volunteers are older and they feel very vulnerable right now, and so it's important for all of us who are a bit younger to step up. And then also keep in mind that a lot of the churches that really are, one, you know, some of the main delivery vehicles for food, they're closed, so their congregants aren't, they're not getting those donations that they would normally get yeah. every Sunday at church or, you know, whatever. So I think, you know, they're in need of cash because those funds are drying up right now. And then there's other organizations that are just taking it upon themselves to feed people, and they aren't asking for donations, but they could use donations. For instance, Lorenzo's Bistro in Jeffersonville, they've been offering free takeaway breakfast and lunch to all kids regardless of their need. I think it's like Wednesday, Friday, 8 to 4 p.m., and then 8 to 2 on Sunday or something. So it's on that list, and you can call them. You can give them a donation over the phone with your credit card.
Yeah, that's 8 to 4 Wednesday yes. through Friday.
And then 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Yep. So, Melissa, thank you so much for talking to us. And I just want to ask real quick the question I think everybody's asking anybody else anytime you talk to somebody, whether you know them or not, which is, how are you doing? How are you doing in this?
Well, you know, it's up and down. Weirdly, you know, I work for myself, so the actual staying at home part is not that different, but, you know, it's rough. I think, you know, if you just think of yourself, it's like, okay, I've got some food. I've never felt more spoiled to have food on my table. I think the thing that's hard for me is when I think about all the people who really don't have that privilege, and that's where I think that I'm most challenged right now, is thinking about that and how we can band together as a community and as a society to rectify that. Well, inequity.
It seems like you found a way to at least get started on that to alleviate some of that worry.
Well, I hope so. All right. I hope this information helps in some way. And again, I'll be updating it.
All right. Melissa Easton from Melissa Easton Design. Thank you for doing this work for the community.
Thank you, Jason, to having me on. Take care.
That was Melissa Easton of Melissa Easton Design, and we've got some time before the top of the hour, so why don't we go through the list that Melissa has put together so that you can get some of this information that she's been doing the work to do the research and put together. And local food pantries that are listed here include the Holy Cross Catholic Church. This is in Calicoon. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, accepting donations of non-perishable goods. You can leave them inside the entry vestibule of the church. And Pastor John is interested in having volunteers. The Blessing Pantry at the Calicoon Methodist Church Pantry. That's in Route 97 in Calicoon. Third Wednesday of the month. However, if food donations come in, they reach out to families, let them know that the food is there on off time. So, for information, you would contact Rosemary King. The number is 570-251-0985. Again, this is for the Blessing Pantry, the Calicoon Methodist Church Pantry. 570-251-0985, Rosemary. And St. Peter's Catholic Church Food Pantry. This is in Liberty, of course, St. Peter's. And they're on Main Street Liberty, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesdays and 10 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. So Wednesdays and Saturdays, Father Ed is there, Debbie Burke. And if you're making a large delivery, you should call to give a heads up. You can call Debbie Burke at 798-6056. That's 845-798-6056 for large donations to St. Peter's Catholic Church Food Pantry. Okay, and as we mentioned, Lorenzo's Bistro, we've had them on air talking about this, and Melissa just mentioned this too. They're offering free takeaway breakfast and lunch to all kids. They've expanded the lunch now. Wow, regardless of need. They're welcoming monetary donations as well as food. They're open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sunday. In Narrowsburg, Narrowsburg Ecumenical Food Pantry at St. Francis Catholic Church. And they're open Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30. They're giving out grocery cards to those in need. As such, money is currently the best form of help. So financial contributions needed at the Narrowsburg Ecumenical Food Pantry at St. Francis Catholic Church. To make that contribution, you can email Ecumenical Food Pantry, P.O. Box 5454, Narrowsburg, New York. That's Ecumenical Food Pantry, P.O. Box 54, Narrowsburg, New York, 12764, to make a contribution. And Livingston Manor Little Free Pantry is located at the corner of Main Street and Creamery Road in Livingston Manor. It's a food pantry, literally a cupboard filled by volunteers daily with food, health and beauty items, paper goods, and baby items. Donations are welcome. Run by a nonprofit organization, Calliope on Main. For more info on them, it's 707-2723. That's 845-707-2723. Hold on just one moment here. We get some more music going on. Here we go. Helps me think. And also in Livingston Manor, there's United Methodist Church Food Pantry. This is on Pearl Street in Livingston Manor. It's open on the third Thursday of the month from 5 to 6 p.m. They can be contacted at 439-3102. That's 845-439-3102 for Livingston Manor United Methodist Church Food Pantry. And the Sullivan County Federation for the Homeless. We had Kathy Kreider on last week, the only soup kitchen in Sullivan County, providing breakfast and lunch 5 days a week to local residents. And right now they need cash or money donations. That's what they need the most. You can contact Kathy Kreider, Program Administrator, at 845-794-2604. That's 794-2604. You can find them online at scfederation.org. And there's also the Sullivan County Community Assistance Center. We've been telling you this is a good way for people to, if you need food, you need help, if you're homebound, you can call. If you want to help, if you want to help the homebound, you can call. The number is 845-292-5910. That's 292-5910. 292-5910. For the Sullivan County Assistance Center. And we mentioned the Facebook group COVID-19's Neighbors Deliver. We just heard about them at the bottom of the hour. You can look for them at the COVID-19 Neighbors Deliver group on Facebook. And their volunteers are also listed in the River Reporter and the Sullivan County Democrat. All right, we'll get back to this information, but that's pretty much all of the food pantries on the list. Thank you so much to Melissa Easton for joining us, also for doing this legwork and sharing this information with the community. This is WJFF. This is WJFF, your community radio station, with the latest. And the latest is we actually just heard back from Melissa Easton, the guest that we had on at the end of the last hour, who compiled that list of local food pantries. And she forgot to ask you, the listener, to call or email her with any suggestions of other groups, pantries, or volunteer organizations. You can email Melissa at melissa.easton@gmail.com. That's melissa.easton@gmail.com. melissa.easton@gmail.com. If you know of a food pantry or resource or organization that was not on the list that we just read, you can let her know. She's constantly updating the list and expects to be updating with some Pennsylvania locations soon as well. And when she does, we'll be letting you know that as well. And she also says, don't forget the animal rescue organization. So we'll get to that as well. This is WJFF. And the latest information is that Sullivan County has 35 confirmed cases of COVID-19 as of this afternoon. 10 more people than yesterday, more than 10 times as many the number of patients confirmed just 1 week ago. New York State has the most cases in the country at nearly 22,000 cases. And New York Governor Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, says that per capita, New York State is doing more testing than any place in the world. Public Health, Sullivan County Public Health Director Nancy McGraw says that everybody should assume that transmission in the community is now widespread, regardless of where you live. She adds that, quote, you can greatly limit your risk by staying at home, regularly washing your hands with soap and water, and calling your healthcare provider or hospital if you have a fever, cough, and or shortness of breath, end quote. This is WJFF, your community radio station. We're going to go back to the national news now.